gonna go out there and I'm not gonna be another old man or old woman who's about to croak, and they sit there and they're like, I wish I'd done all these things. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, we're going to have a very important discussion about setting your priorities straight. And I don't say this as someone who's knows everything and has everything all figured out all the time. What I will tell you is this. I've had instances in my life, especially when I was just out of high school, when I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. I looked at everybody around me and I looked at them and I would ask them, what do you think I'd be good at? What do you think I should do? What path should I go down? That's what I did. And a lot of people said, oh, I think you'd be good at this. I think you'd be good at that. I lived my life, and I'm not trying to project on you here. I'm trying to get you to think maybe you can relate to this. Maybe this is the video, this is the episode where you decide, hey, I'm gonna put down the pipe. I'm gonna put down the bong. I'm gonna put down the bottle, and I'm gonna do something with my life. I'm not gonna sit there and just keep whining and complaining and being complacent. I'm gonna go out there and I'm not gonna be another old man or old woman who's about to croak and they sit there and they're like, I wish I'd done all these things. I wish I'd done this and I could have done that, but I didn't do it. I don't want that to be you. I do not want that to be you. Yet so many people live their entire lives misguided, undecided, have no idea what they're doing. They just care about being liked by other people. They don't believe in their own capacity to conquer the world. They have nothing going on, nothing to look forward to, nothing that will yield them anything of any actual value. Being a cog in the wheel that doesn't get replaced is the best fate that they can hope for. So let's talk about getting our priorities straight. What does that mean? Well, when you're at the crossroads of desire, when you're at the what do I want phase, what is it that I want? What is it I'm looking for? You need to ask yourself, what matters to you? What is it that matters in your life? I don't care if it's women or money or fancy cars. It could be pretty much anything. If it's something that's a substance, yeah, you gotta wean yourself off of that because that's not gonna help you. In fact, it's hurting you a lot. And you need to get off that immediately. But my friends, let's talk about these priorities. A lot of people, myself included at one particular time, I had no idea what to do about my life. I kind of just looked towards my parents, I looked towards mentors in my life. I had no idea what I wanted. All I knew was what I didn't want because I'd already encountered it. And I had a general sense of what I thought I should want, maybe what, you know, other people cared about, that maybe I should also care about it because I wanted to be liked. Being liked is one of the biggest traps you will ever encounter in your life. Because we're social creatures. We have a natural desire to fit in. We want people to like us. We want people to listen to us. We want to conform to the culture we find ourselves in. And culture can mean your friend clique to an entire new place. In people group, it doesn't discriminate whatsoever. But when it comes down to it, what is it that you want? And I guarantee you, if you're gonna be more than just the average schmuck who doesn't care about anything and kind of drifts through life and drinks or smokes his life away, then people are gonna not like you. You think people like me? Hell no! Go on my Twitter at Sheep Get Sheared. You'll see how much hate I get for the stuff that I say. Do I care? No, not really. I actually find it entertaining because I've gotten to the point where I like that people don't like me. You know why? Because then that tells me that I'm actually doing something. If people are competitive by nature, okay? So when people like what you're doing, more often than not, it's because you're not doing enough. And they like that because it makes them feel better about themselves. I have friends in my life, a couple are very successful, and I don't envy them. I respect them. I'm like, huh, how do they do it? How can I contribute? How can I not only be associated with these people, but what can I learn from them? I don't envy people above me. I learn from them. There's always something to be learned, but that's my priority. One of my priorities in this life is to learn, to shut the hell up and learn. You might think that because I do this show, I talk all the time. Actually, no. Outside of the show, I don't really talk all that much. Why? Because I don't need to. Whenever I get into a discussion with somebody, it usually ends with them getting mad, upset, or anything in between that. Because people don't like this message. They don't like people who don't just say, oh, and then agree with them. When you have the guts to not care about being liked and you actually disagree with people, they don't like that. But that's good, because then it establishes you as an individual and you say, okay, what is it I care about? Maybe I care about basketball and my buddy cares about baseball and I don't give a crap about baseball. I'm not telling him that his desire doesn't matter. I'm saying that I don't like it. It's not interesting to me. And that's just one hypothetical. At the end of the day, you need to decide what matters. For me, I care a lot about my physical appearance. I care a lot about how I'm perceived to other people when it comes to being professional, having a reputation. These things are valuable. Are these things valuable to you? What is it you want out of your life? What are the three things that matter to you in your life? I've talked about this before and I will continue to talk about it at length as to what is it you want out of this life. It could be something from, I want to be a millionaire with a hot girlfriend in a mansion. Okay, good. We have a good starting point. But is that what you want versus what you think other people will like you for having? Because there's very important distinction to be made there. Do not just do something because you think other people will think you're cool. Other people will think, oh, damn, man, I want to be him. He's cool. No, that is not why you should do things. You should do things because you like it. Is you want to do it. That is how you will succeed. Because I guarantee you, I've been in this position before where you do something because you think it's going to make you cool. Everybody's been in middle school and high school, elementary school. Everybody's gone through this. But then when you realize they don't even care about it, you doing it, why in the world would you work really hard to please people who don't even care about your hard work? They don't care about your drive. They don't care about the sacrifices you've made. They don't care about you. But yet you'll live their whole life caring about these people, whether they be popular people, celebrities, girlfriends, boyfriends. You'll live your whole life for these people who just don't care about you at all. So when I talk about getting your priorities straight, you have to realize it's not for other people, it's for you. Women will say that all the time. Oh, I don't wear this makeup for men, I wear it for me. No, that's not true, but at least they're trying to build some semblance of self-esteem, which is great, by the way, even though I know they're lying, it's okay. They do it for other women mostly, not for you men. You know, if you've read The Manipulated Man by Esther Vilar, you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, well, then catch up because you're behind. And as any good teacher, I'm upset with you because you're behind. You know, you could even, while you're at it, you could pick up Biblical Bachelor, my manuscript. Talking about if you want to build a new, you want to have a cornerstone to build your new life on, that's a great start. And there are other, look, when we get down to it, what is it you want to live by? If you look at any person in history, whether it be man or woman, they had things they stood for, things they cared about. I know dudes in my life, they wanted to get chicks, they wanted to get money, they wanted to get, and I still know people to this day who want these things. I'm not some old man, okay? I'm 24, I'm not old, okay? I might seem old if you're 16 or 18, you might think I'm old. I'm not old, man. I was in high school like 5 years ago. I'm not old, man. Okay? So don't think I'm some like 80, 90 year old person who's like, back in my day, sonny. No, I'm not like that, okay? So I understand. You never actually feel old. I'm convinced of this, by the way. A little tangent for a second. You never actually feel old, okay? Maybe you do at some point, but I haven't thus far. Anyways, you have to decide what you care about. I care about looking good. I care about learning. I care about becoming the best version of myself who's a billionaire. That's who I want to be. I'm going to be a billionaire. I don't care if you laugh at what I just said. Go ahead. Go ahead and laugh. But when I get there, you're going to be like, dang, Dude, how did Austin do that? That's crazy. I told you. I told y'all. Again, I'm not saying this to brag or to showboat or virtue signal. This is to show you I'm passionate about this. This is what I love to do. I had to learn this stuff the hard way. I was that goofy guy in high school. I don't have a perfect beard. I was a kind of goofy dude in high school. I wasn't Chad. I had to learn how the game worked. I had to understand how did people get to the places I wanted to be. So how could I do it? Not in the same way as them, but on my own spin. How could I get the things I prioritized in my life? But first, I had to decide what those things were, so then I could decide to get them. It's called math. If you don't have a variable, you can't find the solution. It's very simple. But it's very easy to get distracted by the things in life that we think matter, but they don't. They matter short term. You want to feel fulfilled in this life, not excited and not euphoric. You want to feel fulfilled in this life, because then people will respect you. You can look yourself in the mirror and say that you respect yourself, which is more than what most people could ever say in their entire life. Most people, even if they're famous, they hate themselves. Why do you think they do drugs? They don't do that because they love themselves. They do it because they hate themselves. My friends, at this crossroads in your life, and you'll encounter many of them, I encourage you to not sit there and ask what other people want you to care about. You have to decide what to prioritize in your life, how you're going to get there, why you like it, and to just do that, and to not wait for other people to tell you that what you care about is good or how you're doing it is right or wrong. You can miss me with all that garbage. I don't care about this ethical conversation. You can miss me with that. If people cared about ethics, we'd be living in a different world. But we don't. I talk about going back to my book. This isn't just to plug my book. I talk about surrogacy because the modern family is completely out of whack, because I prioritize being a father someday. I don't plan to ever get married. Why? Because why would I? With the marriage laws the way they are, the divorce laws the way they are, the culture the way it is, why in the world would I risk marrying some woman who could destroy my life and take my kids from me? Why would I do that to myself? Why would I do that to myself? It doesn't make any sense, right? But again, it comes back to what you prioritize. And trust me, I'm not surrounded by people who agree with me. In fact, there are very few people I have met who agree with even part of the things that I say. But do I stop? No. Why? Because I believe in what I'm doing. Can you say the same for what your life is gone so far? I hope so, but most people can't. My friends, I encourage you to take these nuggets here and there that maybe resonate with you, and you could use them to make your life better. You can use it to cultivate true change in your life. You are the farmer, and you get to choose what seeds you sow, and they will grow. Weeds grow a lot easier than cash crops do. But my friends, the seeds will be sown whether you like it or not. Time will pass, your actions will yield results. And inaction is an action, the worst one. My friends, decide what you want to do with your life, what you prioritize and why, and then you will finally be able to go down a new path that will yield you results that you want, not ones you just have to deal with. I encourage you to question everything you heard. I mentioned my book multiple times. It's in the description if you want to check it out. Again, my X page is at Sheep Get Sheared. If you want to hit me on the DMs, ask questions. I'm happy to answer them, to discuss things. Cool with it. If I have the time to do it, I'm glad to do it. My friends, you take care of yourselves in the meantime, and I hope you learned something, and I hope that maybe you can find the courage within yourself to change your life. I'm out. Peace.